Prince, Disc 5.
Chapter 18. At first, the water coming in through the stopdog's prow was no more than a healthy trickle, but the flow increased as she sat lower in the sea. Kruver, Skirm, and Sagax bailed until they were weary. Then they saw the wind had changed and was blowing away from the shore, which was still a good distance off. Little time was left for tacking, so they furled the sails. Kruver took the bow rope around his shoulders and dived into the waves, towing the stopdog toward land as his two shipmates, backsore and paw weary, continued bailing. Skirm's voice was shaky.
"I say, hope we make it to dry land, Wat. Not too good at the old swimmin' lark, you know. The jolly old parents raved a hare, not a flippin' fish, Wat."
Sagax watched Kruver regretfully.
"There's the only proper swimmer amongst us, mate. Though I can manage what they call a doggy paddle, but I'd hate to have to swim any distance. Land still looks pretty far off. What in the name of fur and feathers are you doing, eating at a time like this?"
Despite his woeful demeanour, Skirm was packing down food as though we were facing a famine.
"Eating me fill before all this scoff gets ruined by Bally's seawater, old lad. No use leaving it for the fishes. Waste not, want not, you know."
Sagax sent a chunk of lava bread spinning from the hare's paw.
"If you can't swim and you stuff yourself, you'll go right to the bottom with that weight of food in your stomach. Now leave that food alone and bail."
Skirm stared guiltily at his midriff.
"You're right, of course. Never thought of that. Oh, what a confounded, absolutely rotten predicament. Not being able to swim on an empty tummy or drowning on a full one. Oh, rats and fiddlesticks and beastly bad luck, what?"
Kruver could really feel the drag now. They actually were sinking. But the worthy sea otter laboured on until he heard Sagax calling.
"Kruver, we're nearly under. We best abandon ship."
Judging the distance and trusting to his knowledge, Kruver shouted back to his distressed friends.
"Just a bit more. Sling the water out. Keep her head up. I ain't gonna lose me dear old stopdog just cause of a leak. Get to work, mates. I tell you when to jump for it."
Water was pouring in as fast as Sagax and Skirm were bailing it out. From a distance, the scene would have looked like a badger and a hare standing on the surface of the sea, throwing water about. Sagax could see Skirm beginning to flag badly. The hare had started bailing like a mad beast, but the gruelling toll was wearing him down.